And back in the Rhino Shield studio, it's Rhino Radio with GeorgiaPaul.com. This is Charlie Harper, publisher and one of the editors of GeorgiaPaul.com. I've got in studio with me John Richards and Stefan Turkheimer. We are about to try to decompress a little bit of Super Tuesday and a little bit of last night's Republican, and I'm making the biggest air quotes ever, debate. This entire process has really devolved, and I'll go back kind of the week where Saturday I got to see Marco Rubio come to Kennesaw for, I believe it was Mount Perrin Christian School, had a rally in front of 5,000 people. But over the weekend, I think maybe Friday or even Thursday, Rubio took a very different campaign tact where he decided it was time to get in Donald Trump's head, that Trump had been allowed to be the bully the entire time. Everyone else has been presidential. And the result of that is that Donald Trump in the month of January got 3.5 times the television coverage on the major networks as the entire Republican field combined. Marco Rubio had Donald Trump had 16 times more coverage than Marco Rubio in the month of January. And what is the media covering? They're covering Trump's belligerence, because they're still, while they claim to be covering this as a campaign, that's not what they're covering. And so in the Marco Rubio rally at Kennesaw, he spoke for 45 minutes, and 4 minutes of it was jokes and direct attacks at Donald Trump. And of course, that's what gets covered. And he knows that. But it's also, Donald Trump has probably the thinnest skin of anyone ever, and he can't take a joke, especially about himself. It's all about his image, and he wigs out. So Rubio's people know this. They decide to go for the jugular. That evening at a different rally, Rubio decided to make a joke about the size of Donald Trump's hands, which they know from the way he's treated a specific magazine that wrote an article about this years ago. Donald Trump is still sending them notes about it because he's obsessed with it. And so it kind of knocked him off stride, and that led us to a debate last night where Donald Trump decided that he was going to start defending the size of his manhood and the size of his hands. And that's where we've devolved this. And the only thing is, at this point, I just wish Marco Rubio had come back with, well, Donald, your favorite form of birth control is the aglet. And that would have really just kind of taken care of all of it. But that's too highbrow of humor, and most people wouldn't have got it. But Calypso would have. So, hi, Calypso. Hope you're listening. There's your phrase that pays for the day. But with that said, I will say I enjoyed this because it's time Donald Trump finally did this to him, and you just can't keep taking the high road and letting the people that are supposed to cover this have a dual standard, including most of Trump supporters that also can't take the same level of vitriol given back to them in the same way. But I noticed first when I was on set with MSNBC, the anchor, Chris Jansing, when she was listening to the audio that they played right before our segment of Rubio, she was literally rolling her eyes, and then it became about boys being frat boys. And I'm like, okay, it's MSNBC, not exactly the target audience that Rubio's trying to hit. But anecdotally, the number of females that I've heard react to this are not liking it at all. And given that Republicans are most likely going to be up against a female candidate in the fall, what it's going to do to stop Trump is going to have long-term implications for the party one way or another. But one thing had not occurred to me until the last couple of days is I think we're once again solidifying the gender gap, and that's what Donald Trump has brought about. John, you agree, disagree?
The one thing I wish they would do with the remaining debates is keep the audience on silent. That's one of the one good thing about the debates that I see here in Georgia with the Atlanta Press Club is that the folks who are in attendance, and indeed there is a crowd, can't say anything during the debate, so it's up to the candidates to make their points. I didn't really hear very much at the debate last night that wasn't people just getting angry at each other and doing substantial policy, except, of course, for Donald Trump, who decided it was time to defend H-1B visas completely contrary to his anti-immigration stance.
Right, and then immediately after the debate, he releases a statement saying he's not in favor of expansion of H-1B visas, so we all have to try and figure out what he meant by those statements. Yeah,
But he loves and hates the Ku Klux Klan as well. I mean, well, it just depends on which day you
hear it. Very confusing. It could stand for something else, KKK. What does that stand for?
In the
for,
middle
John?
Of the manhood jokes last night, Rubio actually started getting, and Cruz as well. Cruz didn't have to go there with the jokes, but the two of them seem like they understand they're going to have to hit Donald Trump, not on those things, but they really started getting substantive about his contradictions. The Fox News questions did the same thing.
Trump University.
And instead of John Kasich getting involved and also pointing that out, John Kasich decided to be the adult in the room, but above it all, and gave Trump time to recompose himself. So I'm actually a little upset with Kasich for not understanding. You don't want to get your hands dirty right now. If you want to win this nomination or don't want Donald Trump to, there are two sides to be on. And if you don't want to have to support Donald Trump as the nominee, you better be doing what you need to help get him out. And they had him on the ropes multiple times, and every time John Kasich let him go to his corner and cut man, take care of thing, give him a drink, send him back in the ring instead of knocking him out.
He played the Ben Carson role last night, the part except without the weird eye thing.
I like Dr. Carson. That's already been stipulated. But yes, he did. But that's how
Trump is responding to this whole thing, right? He gets criticized about Trump University, or whatever. Then he goes to the
gutter.
The points
they were making, and the thing that I still think Trump supporters don't get is they just believe conservatism means being against Republicans now, and they don't understand the movement. And this goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the last segment with the news of CPAC. Donald Trump's already turning on the conservative positions that got him where he is. And if you listen to his debate questions, he's not even probably the one farthest to the right on immigration policy right now. But his supporters, he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and they still believe he's going to build a wall and that fixes the immigration problem. While everyone was in Florida giving their SEC primary Super Tuesday speeches, Donald Trump gave a press conference in which he defended the great virtues of Planned Parenthood. And now he's turning his back on CPAC, which is the conservative whatever. He's not even going to go. He's already running a general election campaign, and he's not even going to tack to the middle. He's going like way to the center to left. And so Planned Parenthood, come on. Stefan's giving me this look like I can't
believe
that.
His statement on Planned Parenthood was like, they this abortion thing's terrible, and but they do help women. I mean, that's not a left position.
It was a lot more detail than that.
Well, first of all, the thing is, all Donald Trump is really doing is just extending the line on the sort of conservative and Republican talking points that have been going for a long time. And so this sort of racism and anti-immigrant stuff, he's just continuing to draw that line. And so it's disingenuous to now say that all this talk about masculinity wasn't created by this sort of extra masculine rhetoric that has been going on for so long within the Republican Party. He's just taking it to his natural conclusion. That's part of the problem. It's not as inconsistent with the values as
the natural conclusion of anything dealing with Donald Trump's masculinity is a prenup. And with that, we'll have a little more of WGST Georgia Paul Radio coming up right after this little break.